Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
How you balance Deen versus Dunya? Because we all know you're full of Dunya, bro.
I actually don't. I don't balance my Deen with Dunya.
Why?
There is no balance.
There's only Dunya.
No, there's only Deen in reality.
Hello.
How?
Tell me.
Okay, let's do this. Okay.
Tell me, go on.
Let's go. Let us have it. So the idea is if you want to balance anything, you've got to separate it. You want to put it on a scale when you balance 50-50. Something. Okay, or even whatever it is, if you want to balance it, true. If it's a balance, 50-50. But you have to separate it. Who said you can separate dunya from deen?
People.
Dunya or deen is a way of life.
Nice.
So it's integrated into every aspect of dunya. Dunya is a function of deen. If you look at it this way, then every single thing that you do, if it's infused with an intention for the sake of Allah, it's turned into worship. They say, الدُّنْيَا دَارُ الْحُقُوقِ وَالْآخِرَةُ دَارُ الْأُجُورِ. Dunya is the house of rights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a right upon you. يَا مُعَاذ, أَتَدْرِي مَا حَقُّ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ? He says, Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. O Mu'adh, do you know what Allah's right is upon you? He says, Allah and His Rasul know best. He says, أَن تَعْبُدْهُ وَلَا تُشْرِكْ بِهِ شَيْئًا. That you worship him and you don't associate any partners with him. But your nafs also has a right upon you. What is your nafs's right? That you save it from Jahannam. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. That's your nafs's right. Does your wife have a right upon you? Absolutely. Your children? Absolutely. That you take care of them. Your wife, that you treat her fairly and kindly. خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. The Prophet ﷺ says, the best amongst you are the best in character towards their wives, and I'm the best to my wife. This is in your dealings with that, but what about dealings with your colleagues at work? Even animals. Even the street, if you see something thrown in the street, you pick it up and you put it aside, like is the common practice in Jordan, as you know. So these are things that you have to be extremely conscious about, going about your day-to-day in this kind of fulfilling rights mode. You're constantly concerned because you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask you about everything. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. There's nothing. What is with this book on the Day of Judgment, your book of deeds, that it doesn't leave anything big or small except it's recorded.
So deen is a way of life. Say it again together.
Deen is a way of life.
So you cannot split dunya
and deen.
And deen.
No.
Yes. You're deen every single moment. You're doing something.
Yes.
At your work.
Yes.
Waking up.
Yes.
Sleeping. Family time. Everything you need.
Even being with your wife. Intimacy with your wife. There's a way. Allahumma jannibna shaytan. Wa jannib shaytana ma razaqtana. Oh Allah, keep shaitan away from us. And if we have a child, that keep it away from this child. Everything. Now even the intimate time with your wife becomes worship. The thing that is mubah, merely permissible, like what? Like sleeping. You don't get rewarded and you don't get punished. We call it mubah, merely permissible. But if you infuse an intention into it.
Ibadah.
Well, ibadah. What is that intention? There's something we have to memorize. We do what we do because Allah commanded us to. Memorize this, Leah.
We do what we do because Allah commanded us
to.
Let me tell you something, Usama.
Bismillah.
Sleeping. How much should we spend in this life sleeping?
These days, 2. I haven't been getting much sleep.
No, in general.
Typically about 7 to 8 hours of sleep. 8 hours.
A day.
Yeah.
That's 1/3 of your day.
Of your entire life.
I'm taking you there, man.
I'm taking you there, bro.
Let me take you there.
My bad.
I'm going to repeat it step by step.
Okay, my bad. I'm going to stay quiet.
It's 1/3 of your day.
Yes.
1/3 of your week. 1/3 of the year. 1/3 of your lifetime living. So it's 1/3. If you pass away when you're 60, 20 years.
Oh, my God.
20 years. Look at this. 20 years of the 60 years you lived, you spend it sleeping.
Wasted.
Wasted if you did not have the intentions of that sleeping is ibadah.
Absolutely. How do you make it ibadah? How do you make it ibadah?
Have the right intentions of sleeping. I'm sleeping to wake up, to worship Allah, to help people, to go to work because I want to continue my ibadah. If you just have the right intention in the right time, your intentions, we always say your intentions have to be every couple of days, every once in a while, you have to remind yourself.
All the time renewing that intention.
I'm sleeping because of ibadah. I'm eating because of ibadah. So I think, man, you're getting 20 years out of your 60 years credit with ajr. 20 years of ajr.
Reward.
Just because of your intention.
Absolutely. Inta innama al-a'malu
bi-niyyat
wa innama li kulli imri'in ma nawa. Everything is based on your intention. Your reward is based on it. There was a smart tabi'i. He had a saying that whenever someone knocks on the door, I have about 30 or so intentions. So what does that mean? That if it's a child, an orphan, I'm going to basically wipe over his head. If it's a woman, I'm going to set my gaze down. If it's someone that is needy, I'm going to give them. Look at this. He makes all these intentions before he opens the door. No matter what it is,
he got the ajr.
Not just of whatever it was, but of everything he intended.
Wow.
So it's like a multiplier, man, bro.
Just somebody calculating.
It's a hack.
This is working, man.
Yes,
this is working.
You're decoding it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
something else. We were talking about intentions, me and you in the car yesterday night. We were saying, if you got always good intentions, that you're going to do khair, you're doing this for Allah, you are going to do this, mm-hmm. but you didn't do it, but you had the right intentions, you're going to get the ajr for it.
That's the beauty and the mercy of Allah. Look at
it. And Usama, what if you had the wrong intention to do something bad and you did not do it?
You still get a reward.
That you did not do it.
Look at how generous. Allah is so great, man. Isn't he? How merciful is he? He doesn't deal with us in a...
To harm you. Because he wants you to fall.
Yes.
He doesn't. Yeah, yeah.
He's dealing with us as our Rabb. He's Al-Kareem. He's so generous. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we do so little.
He's teaching us.
We do so little, but we get so much. Even salah, bro. You know, why do we get... Every time you pray, you get the reward of 50 prayers. Not one prayer. Did you know that?
No, I did.
Okay, because originally, when the Prophet ﷺ, during Mi'raj, when he met Musa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him that we were going to pray, we had to pray 50 times a day.
We would have no time to do this podcast.
Absolutely. We wouldn't have time to do anything.
Okay.
This is actually proof that Allah is the Razzaq. Imagine if we had to stick with 50 times. Nobody would have time for anything.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Not even to work, nothing. Every few moments, like 15 minutes, I've got a break for salah. But this is how amazing Allah is. Musa recommended to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that based on his experience with Bani Israel, it's not going to work. So go back and ask for a discount. So he kept dropping it until it came to 5. So the 5, although we're praying 5, al-hasanatu bi, Ashri amthaliya. So it's not that each salah gets 50, but because we pray 5 times a day, times 10, we're actually getting the reward.
How great Allah is, man. How great Allah is, and how we're getting helped, man, to get ajr, and we're just sleeping on it, man.
Subhanallah.
We're just sleeping on it. Look, just the intentions to do something right or to do something wrong, and you don't do it, you're getting ajr for this.
Absolutely.
Yani one third of your life, you're getting ajr just from this, at least. Mm-hmm. Somebody watching or listening to this, if he understood that I'm going to have intentions, just because Allah told me to eat, I'm going to eat. Just because Allah told me to sleep, I'm going
to
sleep.
Commanded me to.
He commanded me to.
Yeah,
to
or
do
ordered
that.
Me, right?
Ordered me
Amir.
To do it.
Amir. Yes.
Allah amara me to do this thing, so yes. I'm doing it. You're getting ajr for it, man.
Absolutely.
While if you, just the intention, everybody listening, watching, just works on his intentions today, I think, man, he would know. He's lucky, man.
He's super lucky. Do you remember the verse for food? When I asked you, why do you eat? What's your intention?
Because I'm hungry.
But after we learned what we learned, why should we eat?
Because if Allah told us.
He commanded us to.
Yeah.
Do you know the verse in the Quran? What does Allah say?
Kulu.
Kulu.
Yeah.
You nailed it. Washrabu. Wala tusrifu. Remain within the boundaries. What a difference between someone who drinks and eats and sleeps because he wants to rest or he just wants to fulfill his hunger or quench his thirst, and someone that is doing it because Allah commanded him. Because now if you do that, the whole point of deen is that I'm a slave of my master. The job of the master is to command his slave. The job of the slave is to obey the master. So if you think of everything from that perspective, that Allah has commanded me not just to pray, but every little detail is commanded, and you make an intention because Allah commanded me to, you become realized in the slavehood, in the ubudiyah of Allah. But you have to have ilm. Why?
Why?
If you didn't know how to, like, for example, you said, oh, I didn't know this point. If you didn't know, how are you going to have the right intention? For example, do you know how to drink water? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, true, I eat and drink because he commanded me to, but there's something else. That's part of la ilaha illallah. But how do I drink? Muhammadun Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would drink, he would sit. And when he would, before he would drink, he would look in the water. That's the sunnah. Why? There could be something in the water if you just drink without checking. And then he would take three sips, small sips. He wouldn't gulp. You know how sometimes we have the practice, you send people, they just put out the water.
That's me an hour ago.
It's extremely unhealthy. Scientifically, it was found out. So the Prophet ﷺ would sip three times and he wouldn't breathe into the water while he's drinking. Look at all these sunnahs of the Prophet ﷺ.
While just drinking water.
مَنْ أَحْيَى سُنَّتِي عِنْدَ فَسَادِ أُمَّتِي فَلَهُ أَجْرُ أَلْفَ شَهِيدٍ. Can you imagine? The one who brings back a sunnah that has been left, that has been abandoned at the time of the corruption of my ummah, will get the reward of 1,000 martyrs. Right. How many of us would love to be in Gaza today? To give our souls, to give our lives away for that great cause, for the sake of Allah. Gaza, Ahl al-Izzah, we all want to do that. But you could get the reward of 1,000 shaheed.
Just by obeying the...
Doing everything you do, we do what we do because we're commanded to, but also in the way Rasulullah showed us to. If you bring all this together, every single step you take, every movement you make, every thought you think becomes worship.
And imagine how easy this would make your life. Somebody, Usama, waking up every day to go to work to make money because he have to pay the bills.
Yeah, subhanAllah.
This is wrong. This is, you always tell me, this is intentions, facet intentions.
Right? I do. It's corrupt
intentions, man. Yeah. You don't go to work to pay your bills. Actually, if you got the wrong intention, and you're just doing it, and you're in a bad job, bad pay, you're getting there. I think, man, you lost a lot. You lost the ajr of intentions. And if you had the ajr, God will change your hal.
Yes, he will. And sometimes, a lot of times you go to people, I remember when I used to go for dawah, to invite people and remind them about Allah. Sometimes I'd visit like a liquor store. And when we were in California.
And buy a bottle.
Astaghfirullah. Of course not. But I would go because it would be a Muslim owner inside. I wouldn't go and tell him this is haram. That's not hikmah. But I would go remind him about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of times, you know what they would say? They would say, al-amal ibadah. Okay, amal work is worship, true, with the right intention. But you can't be doing something haram and call it ibadah. That's number one. Also, he's missing his prayers. So yes,
I'm working. Yeah, I'm missing my prayers.
So is the prayer a command of Allah? It is. Is working a command of Allah? فَامْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ. It's also a command of Allah, but it's like واحد بار في خالته وعاق في أمه.
حبيبي.
It's like someone that's so kind to his aunt, but he's cutting ties with his mom. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Beautiful, man. This is beautifully said. Exactly. I looked at it. His mom. No, it was bullish. It's not right. You can't do that.
You can't leave this with this one's a higher priority.
Usama, how many people watching right now, man, they're going to increase their sunnah acts?
Subhanallah.
They're going to start take orders. I'm one of them, actually. Wallahi, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. This podcast is not just for people, man. It's for me, too.
Subhanallah.
I got to get my things...
Learn how to sleep?
Learn how to... Yeah.
Do you sleep on your right side? Do you say Bismikallahumma
amutu wa ahya? I sleep like this when I'm done with this.
I'm exhausted.
Like this. Oh,
for example, it's makruh to sleep on your stomach. This is one thing. Little things that you can do, it's also really good for you, facing the qibla on your right side. A lot of times people in real estate or construction, they're designing homes. Imagine if you design the home with this intention. When I make the washroom, I make sure that when the person's going to be sitting to relieve themselves, that they're not facing the qibla. Little things like that in the design of the house, that when I set the bed in my house, I'm conscious, where is the qibla? So I set my bed in such a way that if I'm sleeping on my right side with my right hand below my head, it becomes worship.
Calculate this edge. Calculate it.
But also, man, most people don't know.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.